All right, let's just dig right into God's word tonight. Amen? Because that's the best part. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you. We honor you in this house. Lord, tonight we just ask that you move in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight that you'll speak to the hearts of these young kids. May they not be my word, Lord, but may it be your word. Lord, may you minister to their hearts. May you minister to their minds. Lord, I pray today that when we get done preaching this word, that they'll leave here with a confidence and a trust in you. Lord, we love you and we honor you and we just praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's dig right into God's word. You can remain standing real quick tonight. Let's dig right into God's word. Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 21. Matthew 15, 21. It says, then Jesus went hence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. It's like he didn't even hear what was being said, right? He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then come she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meant to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as this wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You may be seated tonight. You know, I read that scripture because I wanted to talk tonight about trusting God's provision. Trusting God's provision. You know, we see here that this woman was a Canaanite. She was a Canaan woman. She wasn't necessarily the woman that Jesus' ministry was sent out to reach, right? She was like an outsider. You know, if we read in Scripture, we see here that Jesus was just, you know, he was performing miracles. And then right after this Scripture, we see in Scripture that he feeds the 5,000, you know what I mean? And everybody knows that story of the fish and the loaves of bread, and he breaks it. And you know, we know that story, right? Well, we see that this is a little tidbit right in between two miracles that have happened, right? So basically, Jesus is getting out of town because there's been some noise basically happening, and he's moving out of town where he really wasn't before, and trying to just get away. He thought, you know, if I go to this metropolitan area, people won't recognize me. They won't know who I am, right? So he can kind of get away from the publicity of all the miracles and everything that's happening at that time. That's why he was in the land that he was in. And during this, that woman heard that he was coming. Now, she was a Canaan woman. She was. And she was a Canaanite woman. And Jesus basically says to her, now, can you imagine? I mean, this is the same Jesus that we're talking about here. He basically called this woman a dog. Now, I don't know too many men right now that could ever get by calling a woman a dog and get by with it, right? But Jesus did. I'm just saying. He calls this woman a dog. He says, it is not proper to give the children's meat to the dog. Can you imagine being that woman and thinking, hearing not, oh, your daughter is healed, go in peace. Nothing, none of that. He says, it's not fit for the master to give the meat to the Gentile dogs. Right? And amazingly, what this woman says back. Now, a lot of people would have been offended. I don't know about you, but if you call a woman a dog, she's gonna be offended in today's society, right? Guaranteed, she will be offended in today's society. This woman didn't take offense to it. Can you imagine? Right? This woman didn't take offense to it. She's like, sure, yeah, it may be. But even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. You see, she come back not offended. She come back with a faith that says, you know what? I may be a dog. I may be a nobody. But I know who you are and what you're capable of doing. And she come back and she said, even the dogs eat from the master's table. The crumbs from the master's table. So she's saying today, just give me a crumb, and that crumb will make me whole. Just give me a little piece of Jesus. Just give me a little piece. And he says, woman, basically, your faith is great. He says, today your daughter will be made whole. Now, she could have been offended. She could have taken offense. She probably had every right to take offense. Right? But she said, sure. I recognize my condition. I recognize where I'm at. But I know that you can change it. I know that you can help my daughter. You see, she put her faith in Jesus. She put everything on the line. She turned it around. She could have easily, when he said that, she could have got discouraged. She could have went, oh man, he's right. And walked off. But notice that woman didn't do that. She sat right there and she said, no, but even the dogs eat from the crumbs from the master's table. How many of you have dogs in here? How many of you have ever tried feeding your dogs from underneath the table, right? Your mom serves you up something you don't like and you're like, hey, come here. Come here. You know, and you're feeding it to the dogs underneath the table, right? And that dog actually ends up eating pretty good. Right? How many of you know today that if we can just have a crumb of Jesus from the master's table, he can do mighty things with our life? But first, we have to trust him. You see, she had a faith that she trusted. She heard the reports. She heard the miracles that took place beforehand. She says, I hear him. I know he's able. And when Jesus come back and called her a dog, she never got discouraged. She said, you know what? Yeah. Come on, Jesus. I want just a crumb from that table. You see, she put her faith in Jesus that day. And because of that, Jesus says, your faith is mighty. He says, your faith, because of your faith, I'll grant you what you ask for. Because of her faith. You know, I stopped and I thought about this a little bit and how we put trust in everything all the time. You see, we go in and we trust. I mean, okay, so Mackenzie drove. She's driving now, right? She's got some wheels now. And she's driving. You know what I mean? And Zach and Cass, they're crawling in the back seat of the car with her, right? They're crawling in the car and they're putting trust in her. Now, I don't know about her driving ability. Sometimes it's a little scary. But I'm saying they're putting trust in Mackenzie that she's going to get from point A to point B safely, right? Every single day we put trust in things in this world. But how many of you know the greatest thing that we can ever put trust in is Jesus Christ? The greatest thing we can ever do is put our trust, our faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what this woman did. She exemplified great faith. She said, yeah, you're right. Call me a dog if you want to, right? Now, boys, I'm telling you in the house, not a good idea, okay? Not a good idea, right? Jesus is probably the only one that can get by with that, right? I'm just saying, not a good idea. Marriage tip, relationship tip, however you want to take it. It is not a good idea. Jesus is the only one that can get by with it. Now, she said, sure. But she knew who he was. She put her trust. She was in a hopeless situation with her daughter. She was in a situation where nobody else could fix anything. She was in a situation there. She had to put total trust in Jesus Christ because he was the only one that could deliver her daughter. It was that desperate of a situation. Now, how many of you know that through life, we will face desperate situations? We will hit times where we have got to totally rely on trust and faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes we don't like it. When we hit that opposition, when we go through those trials, we don't like it, right? We don't like the uncertainty of our future. We don't like uncertainties of what's happening in situations and problems that arise, right? But we have to learn to trust in Jesus, right? Trust is simply to have confidence in, right? Trusting God's provision. This woman was trusting his provision. She was trusting that he would heal her daughter. She was trusting in the provisions that fell from his table, right? The little crumbs, the thing. She had great faith. And see, each and every single one of us in this room today have to learn how to let go and trust God. How to let go and trust God in uncertain times. Because you're going to face them. Young kids, old, everybody in this room, you're going to face uncertain times. And you've got to learn to know that when you hit uncertain times, when things happen in your life that's not planned or scheduled, and you're thinking, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this situation, you got to learn to trust in Jesus. You got to learn to get alone with God and pray and seek him and trust in him. You see, the devil's going to come and bring doubt. And doubt, we're looking and focusing on the current situation and the problem and not God's promises, right? When you doubt something, you're looking at all the negative. You're looking at the things that could happen and the problems, and you're not looking at God's promises. You see, faith comes from our belief system and therefore is permanent. Trust does not come from our belief system. Trust is built through our relationship with someone, or in this case, Jesus, right? You're trusting him, and you're trusting him because you've worked on that relationship with him previously, right? You trust him, right? Zach and Cash trust McKenzie to get behind the wheel of that car because they trust that relationship, right? They trust that she's a good driver. They trust the school instructors to teach her. They trust her. Right? But are you trusting God in uncertain situations? You know, Psalms 18 says this, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will" what? Come on, say it. "In whom I will" what? "Trust, my buckler and my horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And sorrow and death compass me, and the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice." You know, that's what this woman did. She fell at the knees of Jesus and she cried with everything that was inside of her. She cried at the feet of Jesus and she said, "Even the crumbs that fall from your table has power," right? "They will sustain me." And because she cried out to him, God answered her prayers, right? You know, Psalms 37, verse number 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So when you face uncertain times in your life, as young kids, as old adults, as anybody in this room, when we face uncertain times, when we face things that we don't know what the outcome is going to be, we have got to learn to trust God. We've got to learn to say, Lord, I don't know, I ain't got this, but I know who does have it. And I trust you with everything that's inside of me. Right? So when you face uncertainty, when you face trials, when you face things, you trust him. We trust him in life, and we trust him in death. Right? We trust him for our salvation. When we ask him for forgiveness, he gave us grace and mercy, and he gave us the gift of salvation. We trust him in that salvation. How many of you here say you trust your parents, right? You trust your parents, right? Okay, you trust your youth pastor, right? All right, okay, perfect, right? Man, she didn't raise her hand when I asked her if she trusted her parents, nor didn't she raise her hand when I said if she trusts her youth pastor. Man, we're going to have to work on some trust here, right? Okay, come here once. You're going to help me. All right. So, she says she don't know if she trusts me, but you help me out, honey. Will you tie this around her blindfolder? Take your glasses off. How many of you have ever done a trust fall, right? Where you trust the person behind you to catch you, but you don't know if they're really going to be there? Now, she just said she didn't know if she trusted me or not, right? How many of you trust your Heavenly Father for salvation? How many of you trust him for good things, right? Tie it around her and do that. Now, all right. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? She says she does. You got to tie it in a knot. Right? All right. Okay, take two steps forward. Take a step backwards. Turn to the right. Okay. Walk forward three steps. Walk forward four steps. Okay. Now, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Huh? Okay, I'm going to catch you. You know what a trust fall is, right? All right. Now, oh, wait a sec. Do you still trust me? Huh? Not really? Okay, fall back. You can fall back. All right. Now, she trusts me. She didn't know what she was doing, but she caught on. All right. I did that illustration tonight to say this. So much of the times we'll say we trust God until we're in problems or we're in situations where we say, Lord, I hear you. But, you know, you really don't truly trust him. You really don't just surrender everything. You know, she knew I was in front of her, right? She knew that I was standing in front of her, that I wasn't going to be able to catch her from behind, right? But she trusted me enough as her dad, even though she said she didn't. But she did. She trusted me enough to say, okay, I got this, and I can just fall back, right? Now, how many of you can say you trust God that way with everything that's inside of you? When uncertainty happens, I'm going to say you've got to get on your knees and pray. You got to cry out like that woman did. And when circumstances come and you can hear God's voice, but will you be obedient when he speaks? Do you trust him? because everything else around you is going to be going chaotic. And you got to have a close enough relationship with him to be able to hear his voice and be obedient to what he says, right? And listen and trust him. You know, that woman, she put all of her trust and all of her faith in him. She was in a desperate situation. You know, Proverbs 3, verse number 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." When things don't make sense, trust him. Do you hear me? When things don't make sense, trust him. It says, and lean unto not unto your own understandings. That means your personal self is going to be saying, this ain't right. This is what I understand, but this ain't right. And it's saying, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understandings. Meaning, remove yourself. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. You see, Isaiah, verse number 26, verse number 3, it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Because why? Because he trusteth in thee. You got situations keeping you up at night, wondering how you're going to work things out, wondering what's going to happen, wondering how this is going to play out, and how this is going to work, and what's going to happen, and what's you know, what all the details of every life situation is. It says, thou shalt keep in him a perfect peace. Amen. It's about peace. Whose mind is stayed where? On thee. If you want to have peace, you keep your mind on Jesus Christ, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in thy Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. You know, I come tonight to just give you that little piece of a sermon tonight, to just tell you to trust in him. Trust him in situations that look desperate. Trust him when the doctors give a bad report. Trust him. Trust him when things fall apart. And you can't understand the outcome. But we lean not on our own understandings, but we put our trust in him. You see, that's what that woman did. She said, I just need a crumb from your table. I just need a little piece of Jesus. I'm not even supposed to have it. But if I can get it, I'm not of the right descent, right? She was saying, I'm not of the right descent. You can call me a dog if you want to. But if you would just heal my daughter. I'm coming to a close tonight. Tonight's just about putting our trust in him. When we don't understand, when things get difficult, we just say, Lord, I can't figure it out. But I know that you know today, tomorrow, you know the beginning from the end. And I put my trust in you. I surrender my will to yours, and I put my trust in you, in life, in death. In every situation that comes our way, every shortcoming, every fallout, every problem, we have got to learn to trust in Jesus. You may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. You hear me, young kids? Jesus holds tomorrow. Let's come to this altar tonight, and let's pray tonight. Lord, I